I can't find my ID card and marriage certificate.
Well, maybe you left them at your office.
No.
Well, maybe Dad has taken them.
Why would he do that?
Well, maybe they've been stolen.
Why would a thief steal my ID card and marriage certificate, huh? I saw them in my drawer a few days ago.
Grandpa, you really shouldn't have so much salt.
Are you her agent?
Grandma is right. You shouldn't have so much salt.
God damn her. She put rice flour in my salt shaker to prevent me from having salt. I've been eating flour instead of salt. God, what am I to do with her?
Saeed.
Go ahead, laugh. Take your dear grandmother's side.
Take Grandpa home, okay? Grandma's alone, and I'm not in the mood to deal with him right now.
Why do I have to eat flour instead of salt?
Hurry up.
Grandpa?
What is it?
Okay, I'm ready. We can go now.
Where to?
Home. Where else? Grandma's alone, and she's waiting for you there.
Waiting for me?
Yes, Grandpa. She said several times that your home isn't the same when you were not there.
Grandma said that?
Yes, of course, Grandpa. She did. Everyone heard that.
Yes, Grandpa. Grandma's in love with you. I don't understand why you don't understand her feelings.
Yeah, she told me the same thing as well.
Well, yes.
Why, yes, she told me as well.
If that's the case, then let's go.
Go where?
Please get my hat and coat.
Here you are.
It's upstairs.
But it can't be. Grandma said she doesn't ever want to see me again. She can't be in love with me.
Dad, she didn't mean it. She was just angry with you. Don't be so stubborn, please. Do me a favor. Come on.
Look who's talking. You and Akbar are being stubborn as well. And now you have the nerve to lecture me? Please don't make me laugh.
Do as you please. You know what's best for you, Dad.
Grandpa, get up. Come on, Grandpa. Grandma just called us. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Hey, she called
hey,
again?
Hey, come on, move aside.
You're all conspiring against
Grandpa,
me, all of
come
you.
Come on, let's go. Hey, Mom. I'll drop Grandpa off and I'll stay with Dad tonight, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
You're going, Grandpa? Give my regards to Grandma.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you? Me? We're in our new house right now. Excuse me? Right now? Mommy, can I?
No. Tell him to come here.
What, here?
Yes, here. Isn't it too, Dad?
Yes.
Then tell him to come here.
Well, okay. My mom asked you to come here, if that's okay with you. Well then, okay, let me give you the address so you have it. You know it? Uh-huh. Okay, so I'll be waiting for you then.
I don't know why I can't find my stuff. I've looked everywhere.
Damn it. Oh, come on. She keeps distracting me from my game.
I don't get it. Everything else is right here. Can't believe this.
You haven't found them yet?
No! I just can't find them.
Mom, have you at all considered what will happen to us if you get divorced?
What'll happen? Look, Sarah is getting married, and Saeed has to think about marriage too. You and Shirin will either stay with me or with your father. I have to put an end to this matter with your father. He was not supposed to sulk because of one little thing that I mentioned on the television. That's ridiculous.
Damn this life.
Go and do your homework.
Okay.
Damn this. Hello. Hi there, Samira. How are you? Are you free tomorrow morning? Come to the restaurant. I want to talk to you. You aren't too busy with work, are you?
Guys, Mom is talking to her lawyer. Did he fly over in a helicopter?
Hi. You got here fast. Excuse me a sec. Mommy, Tear Dad's here.
Please,
shall I invite him in?
Hold on for a second, Samira. No, meet him in the yard. Don't bring him in.
I'll meet you at the yard, okay? Come in.
But they will freeze in the cold, won't they?
Don't worry. They're feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. Give me that.
Start it. Let's go.
Hello, Sarah. Our love is in danger.
Okay, come in.
I feel sick.
Well, sit down then. Stand. Lean on the wall, maybe.
Oh, my head is about to explode.
Why?
Oh, you've bought a beautiful house. Congratulations.
Why was your voice trembling?
I really don't know.
Who are those flowers for?
Oh, damn it. I almost forgot. I've been preoccupied. These are for you. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Well, what do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure how I should say this.
Well, go on, tell me.
Well, my dad, I mean, my real dad has come and he insists on meeting you formally.
That's not possible. No way.
It means I should either come with my real father and stepmother or my real mother and stepfather. Dad wanted to meet your father.
You mean your real dad?
No, the other one.
No way, it can't be.
What can I do? He's got the restaurant's telephone number. He's going to call tomorrow, I think.
Don't let him call. My dad, I mean your real dad, should come and meet us with your real mom. That's all I'm saying.
How? What am I going to do with my stepfather and stepmother?
Well, that's your problem to your dad, not mine.
So what do you want to do about it? Do you want to cancel the meeting?
Why should I? Just come with your real mom and dad.
They've been divorced for 20 years. I can't do it.
Look, dear dad, tell your father not to call the restaurant. No one is there. The restaurant is closed for repairs right now.
Suppose he doesn't call tomorrow. He will in the end.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Our love is in danger, Sarah.
Dear dad, our love won't be in danger if it's real deep love.
Yes, yes, you're right. If it's real, it's in danger anyway. Mr. Ali Magam, your father's not home, right?
How do you know my dad isn't home?
I suppose it's just a lucky guess. Well, since he's not standing behind any of those windows, I assumed he's not home. I just wanted to say hi.
Okay, well, you can do that later. What? What are you doing?
I suddenly felt cold to my very bones.
Oh, okay, well, then get going now.
Yeah, I've got loads and loads of things that I've got to do.
Well, it's about time you go. You don't really have anything else to say to me anyway.
Yes, I have to go. I'm busy.
You shouldn't even stay till morning, okay? Goodbye now.
Hey, Sarah.
What?
I didn't get it. What am I supposed to do again?
It's okay. I don't know either. Don't do anything now until I tell you.
All right, I got it.
Bye-bye. Goodbye now. Leave.
Okay,
leave already.
Bye.
Tell him, Grandma. Tell your conditions to Grandpa. I want to go.
Go on. Come out with it. This kid is waiting to take either you or me with him.
I won't put salt on the dining table.
Okay, what else?
No matter if there's a soccer game match on at night or not. I'll watch whatever channel I want.
I have a small TV at home, Grandpa. I'll lend it to you.
How in the world can I see who scores a goal on a small screen?
Well, I'll get you a bigger one, okay?
I'll wake him up if he snores then.
Okay, I'll sleep in the hall from now on, if that's what you want. Okay?
What else?
Oh, come on, go easy on him, Grandma. It's late. Smile at each other so I can finally go home. For me, your dear grandson. One smile will do. All right, that's it. You made my day. All right. I'll be going now. Good night, Grandma. Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, Said.
Good night.
What?
If you ever sulk and leave the house again, I'll never take you back.
You said to me, you never wanted to see me again.
So what? You said the same to me several times, and did I ever leave the house?
Well, I get upset more easily. Hmm. Remember that night when the full moon...
You mean that night 50 years ago? I don't remember at all. You'd better bring your mattress and pillow here. Good night.
You're heartless.
I'm here. I'm ready. Now we can start.
Yes. But I really don't know how much longer I can count on you in your condition. You do understand that, right?
Well, it will take...
I really don't know how much longer I can count on you in your condition. You do understand that, right?
Well, it will take at least 5 months. You don't have to worry about it.
So you're in your fourth month?
I think so. Do you agree with designating vegetable soup as the head chef soup?
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
You don't? Why?
I just want to be a good mother for my baby.
Oh, hello, sir. Hey, I said hi. How are you doing? Is everything okay?
What is it? What do you want?
I wanted to say hello to Mr. Akbar.
All right, hello. How are you?
Look at that. Look at that. It's a jewel.
Mr. Oman, what's going on over there? There, there.
Go in, sir, please.
None of your business.
Please.
Get back to work.
I just wanted to take a look.
I said get back to work. Go already.
Hello, Mr. Musa.
Oh, hello, ma'am. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine,
fine. Is Mrs. Kirka here?
Yes, she is. Going in. She's either in the office or in the kitchen or the main hall.
Okay, I'll find her. Hello.
Hello!
Hello.
This is Samira. She used to be my lawyer, but she's shirking her responsibilities. How are you?
I'm fine.
This is Arezu, my mysterious head chef.
How do you do?
Very nice to meet you.
Goodbye.
I'm so busy with work, I'm exhausted.
You've brought this on yourself, Minu.
Yeah, well.
Excuse me again, ma'am. I don't mean to be...
Musa, tell me, what are you doing?
Over there.
Don't let Essie and Rahmat inside the restaurant ever again. I keep having problems. No one keeps his promises. No one. Samira, sit down and have a cup of tea. Akbar decided to file for divorce.
I know I heard. Sorry.
You knew?
He called me last night and informed me of his decision.
Why did he call you?
Excuse me, Minu. I happen to be Mr. Alim Agam's official lawyer, too.
Well, in that case, you can't be my lawyer as well.
I told Mr. Alim Agam that I won't accept his case.
That means you can be my lawyer, right?
No. I didn't accept his request, and I won't accept yours.
But listen, you're my lawyer, Samira. You always have been.
Of course I am. But not when it comes to divorce. How can I do it?
Tell me something. What else did Akbar tell you?
Look, Minu, I never asked you what happened between you and Mr. Alim Agam to cause such a quarrel. Please don't get me involved in such a divorce. I can't do that. Since I've always bragged about what a successful couple you are. Everything was perfect. Everything was wonderful.
Was is the operative word here. Didn't you see how we made a scene over one little thing I said on the television?
Minu, he's right to get offended. He's right.
He's right? Do you think so as well?
Yes, he's right. I'm a lawyer. I understand what it means to give all your belongings to someone else.
You're taking his side as well? Right, that's it. Get out.
Minu. All right. I'll go then.
Just don't come to me with your worries about your marriage and stuff.
Minu, I swear to you, I'm not taking
sides. I said get out! I don't need a lawyer anyway.
You're angry.
Of course, I'm very angry! Everyone is on his side. What about me? What about me?
Always ask myself what goes on in each of these homes. Which family is happy? Are they having wedding receptions or funerals? Let's make believe, Saman.
She's in love with her fiancé.
Buon compleanno in Italian means happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, wow.
She wants to become rich.
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's, with more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car. Or a nice big new house.
But she's involved with a gang of professional drug dealers.
I'll put my bag here and leave. I'm going to see a game. You can take my bag, and then you gotta leave.
I wanted to help you realize your dream. I've been your friend, can't you see that? Trying to help you make more money so some of your problems could be solved.
This right here is like a safety box. Don't you worry. You just keep your eyes peeled, hmm?
Will she be able to reach her dreams?
It's called immigration.
You're not traveling to another city. You think they'll roll out the red carpet for you? They'll make you work your hands to the bone. You either need to have some skill, or be a genius, or rich. Which one are you?
Do you seriously think your husband is a businessman? I'm one of his best drug dealers. Now call the police, so they'll come and take all of us to prison. That big job you were talking about, what happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Leaden Stars on iFilm.
Excuse me, Akbar. Let's clinch the deal if you like it.
Yes. I want it.
Congratulations, sir. Now the only thing left for you to do is to give me your signature. I would hurry if I were you, you know why? This property is like honey. There are so many people trying to get this place.
Of course.
The owner was not satisfied with the deal. I went to great lengths to bring him round. Right?
Saftar, I want a great architect, someone who's familiar with traditional restaurants. I want to turn this place into a traditional restaurant. A restaurant which is high class and quiet, like its food and customers. But different from the other restaurant. That one wasn't my taste at all.
I know a good architect who can really do something.
Hello! Hello, Mr. Ali Magam.
What's he doing here?
How are you, sir? I'm at your service.
Excuse me, Mr. Javadi. Were you invited here?
What are you talking about? I've known Mr. Akbar and his wife for a long time. I don't need an invitation. I know him. I know him very well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Javadi. Are you trying to trick us? Are you trying to serve both parties at the same time?
Won't you respond to my greeting, Mr. Alimagam?
Hello.
Mr. Alimagam, these guys are trying to trick you. They're charging you an extra 50 million tomans. I just met the owner of this place. He said he was satisfied with 800 million, but they told him to ask for 850 million.
Let me explain to you. Mr. Akbar, I can explain everything.
Akbar, he's trying to turn us against each other. Why don't you get the hell out of here? You're talking nonsense now.
Tell me, Javadi, what's going on here?
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Alimagam.
Akbar, I swear to God, I swear on your sister's life, I never...
Be quiet already.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yes, you're saying?
Akbar, I swear on Akram's life, I swear on our friendship, he's lying.
Mr. Alimagam, wait, don't lose your temper. Let them go. Please. Take a seat. Good thing I found out early. Please, calm down. Please, take a seat here. Go ahead, relax. Here you are. Please, sit down.
I tell you, if my poor sister wasn't married to him, I know what I'd do to him.
I think I once told you that my brother is a real swindler. So I suspected him of trying to fool you as well. I went to see the owner of the property and talked to him. And apparently they told him you're in a hurry and you would pay any price. So they should ask for 850 million. That's right. They wanted to keep 50 million for themselves. And that's the whole story.
All right. Tell the owner to come to your agency tomorrow.
All right. By all means. How is 10 o'clock? Is that all right?
Fine.
Excuse me, Mr. Akbar. I know an experienced architect who is an expert on traditional restaurants. Shall I tell him to contact you? It will help, and I would be happy to do it.
Tell me, please. You were eavesdropping, weren't you? Tell him to come here. But he has to hurry. There's no time.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Akbar, but... how much can you give me right now so that I can buy the property for you? We have to make a down payment, you know.
I think, I have 300 million ready, and I have to sell my house for the rest of it. Because, well, my relative's money, that sure won't be enough. Please put my house on sale.
Okay. Your wish is my command. I'll do whatever you say. No problem. I'm on it.
What is it?
Is Mrs. Kirke here?
Yes, but you can't go in.
Why is that?
She doesn't want you to.
But she owes me some money. And the same also goes for poor Essie.
So what?
I won't leave until I get it. Don't look at me like that. What do you take me for?
You signed the deal with Mr. Akbar. Now you go over there. Akbar is over there.
I worked at this restaurant, and I'll get my salary for Mrs. Kirka. I'll go to the work ministry, and I'll have them close this place
down. Where are you
going? Hey, get off
me! Let me go!
Get off! Get off me!
Hey! You nuts?
Let it go, Ramaz! Let it go!
Let go of me! Let go of... Get off me!
Oh, damn it!
Get off me! Get off me! I want my money!
Get off me!
You're nuts!
What's going on there?
There's a fight, sir.
Let me go!
Me.
Let him play my... Go! I want my...
Oh, hello, sir.
Hello.
Give me my money.
What are you doing?
We are fighting, sir.
Oh, hello, sir.
Stop fighting, both of you.
Won't let us in.
Why do you want to go in?
Essie and I haven't received the remainder of our salary, sir.
Musa!
Get up. Get up. Hurry up. Get up.
Wear your shoe. Put this on, too. What's going on here?
You're asking me?
You've brought your friends over to make a scene.
If you pay them when they're due, there won't be a scene.
I don't know what's due to them. No matter what I pay them, they want the reward you've apparently promised them.
Then go ahead and do it.
You're the one who promised them the rewards. I strictly pay only salaries here.
Hold on. I'll pay you. You'll be working with me from today. Come on, let's go. Bring your bike as well. Hurry up. Go on, go on. I'll pay them myself. Come on. Don't forget your coat. Let's go. Come on.
Musa.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what's going on over there?
Well, I couldn't figure it out, ma'am. They keep coming and going, and there's something fishy going on there. Ma'am, I'm sure they're up to something.
All right.
How is it, Essie?
It's perfect for a traditional restaurant, sir. Congratulations.
I want you to make a list of the things that we'll need for our kitchen here. I intend to serve Dizzy here as well.
Indeed, yes, sir.
It's going to be great, sir. People will come in droves.
Mr. Ekbar, we shouldn't go to that restaurant anymore.
Don't ever set foot in there. Both of you will come here from now on. You work for me. I'll officially hire and insure you from this very moment.
Thank you very much, sir. Very, very much.
Hurry up, clear this place out, and throw away this garbage. We have to open the restaurant as soon as possible.
As you say, sir.
Let's go, Ekbar. Essie, the keys are at the door. If someone comes to see the place, tell them it's already sold and it belongs to Mr. Ali Magam now. Congratulations, Mr.
Ali Magam. Okay, then let's go. Hurry up, you guys.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Selling this is a great idea. I love it.
I'm gonna make such great kebabs here, all the pizza and sandwich sellers will have to give up their businesses.
Yes, I told you, didn't I? Didn't I tell you not to underestimate Mr. Ekbar? Didn't I tell you that he could easily open up a new restaurant?
Yeah, he's great.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's the man. And I'm gonna show you what a real kebab is.
Looking forward to it.
Look, I was tricked, Akram. That rascal Javadi, he conspired together with the owner of that property. I swear on my
father... Don't swear, I know you very well.
Yes, well, we're human. And making mistakes is the nature of human beings.
Yes, but how many times can you make mistakes?
I told you it wasn't my fault. You understand, Javadi?
Go and find him. Don't let this opportunity slip by.
Akram, I think you don't understand.
I said go and find Javadi.
You keep saying Javadi, Javadi. What do I tell him? I told you, he's the guilty one. Why are you sending me to him?
I don't mean that Javadi, the other Javadi.
Listen to me. He's worse than his brother. That scoundrel totally discredited me in front of Akbar because of his damn commission and had the nerve to say I'm his brother's partner in crime. And you want me to talk to him? What am I supposed to tell him?
Just tell him the truth. Otherwise, I'll deal with you.
The truth is exactly what I told you.
You completely disgraced me. Do you understand?
Thank you very much. After a lifetime of honesty and faithfulness... You still doubt me?
I want you to go to my brother afterwards and ask him for his forgiveness. Is that clear?
Where should I go? What am I supposed to say?
Why are you standing there? Your shoes.
This is very nice. After a lifetime of honesty and faithfulness, you still doubt me.
If you ever do something like this again, just one more time, I swear I will...
Akbar, I swear on the life of your sister, who happens to be very dear to me, I didn't know Javadi wanted to trick me. That scoundrel, that good-for-nothing slip of a boy...
All right, stop it. I'm going to ignore it, just because of my poor sister.
Thank you, Akbar. Let me help.
There's no need. Peel the garlic.
Can't you cook something other than eggplant omelet? I have an important meeting tonight and the smell of garlic.
If you don't like it, you can go and buy a sandwich.
No, I take it back. I'll do it right away.
You are used to eating everything my poor sister cooked without giving her a hand. Being lazy and useless runs in your family.
Why are you alone, Akbar? Where are the kids?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll be coming home soon. They'll write the contract for the restaurant tomorrow and set the ball rolling. God willing.
This stinks. What about the money? Is it ready?
I'll get it somehow. It'll be all right. I've put the house on sale. There's also the money we get from our relatives. We'll use that for a start.
You say that as if you can buy half of Tehran with the money you got. It's not so much, Akbar.
It's not a small amount, either.
It's no more than 200 million.
Come on, come on, come on! Turn it so everyone can see it clearly! They'll be green with envy! Essie, get some nails on a hammer!
Go up, I'll get them.
Hey, you!
Oh, hello, sir. How are you doing? We're going to open a restaurant in this neighborhood. We'd like to meet you later, if you want. You know, it's such a pity that you can't read. You won't know the calamity you're in for.
What do you intend to do?
Nothing. We're just gonna make your life more comfortable. You won't have to deal with crowds of people anymore.
Well, you can dream on.
It's not a dream. You'd better look for another job. And tell your employer that she'll be out of business soon.
Eh? Really? You think that just because you're sitting up there, you can talk big, huh? How about some shaking, eh?
What are you doing? You idiot, what are you doing?
I'm shaking the tree to get walnuts here.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Let go!
You're
Let
making
go.
Fun of me, eh?
Where are you taking my ladder? Help! Help! Essie, where are you? Essie, somebody! Help, Essie! Essie, where are you?
What's wrong, Rama?
Do something, Essie! Why are you just standing there?
Where's the ladder?
Musa took it!
Damn him! Come and help
I'm
me, please!
Down.
Hurry,
help.
Hurry! Come over here!
Take it!
Lift
Quick,
up the other
lift
end.
It up.
Move a bit
here,
to the side, a bit
this
more.
Way.
Bring it forward. Pull it tightly.
You go
okay,
that way.
Jump!
Call the firefighters!
Go ahead,
come on,
jump!
Come on, jump.
We've got it!
Help me,
come on,
please!
You'll be
you
safe! Jump!
Come on! We've
come
got that.
On, come
We're holding
on.
It.
Okay.
Let's go.
No!
Haven't you seen my ID card? Why am I so unlucky? I'm sure your mother has taken it. I have to sign a contract for that property today. What am I supposed to do?
You haven't found it yet?
No, I haven't. Sarah, go tell your mother to give me back my ID card, or I swear she will regret it.
Mom doesn't have it.
Akbar, now that I think about it, I think you put it in one of those drawers yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
As far as I remember.
Then why isn't it here? I've searched everywhere. It couldn't have been stolen.
Dad, you should really go to the meeting. We'll search the house and find it for you, don't worry.
Hello?
Do you have it? Well?
I told Farah to bring it over.
Well, then you tell him he'd better hurry. Your father thinks your mother has it and might lead to another fight.
Get over.
Well, then you tell him he'd better hurry. Your father thinks your mother has it and might lead to another fight.
Uncle, why aren't you doing anything about it? They're getting divorced, don't you see?
They won't listen to me, honey.
If Dad opens up a restaurant right in front of Mom's restaurant, it will be like a declaration of war.
I know.